Well, good morning, everyone. This is Dick Wamser again. This is now the 3rd of May, and we're going to finish up our space tour of our community space, our communal space, my wife's daughters and my space. Standing out here in the front yard to start with, and this is a very beautiful day. It's about 45 degrees. You may have some birds over to the right. And we're going to be getting some nice 75 degree weather this afternoon, which is great. Humidity is in this area in Brookings, in Roseburg, Oregon, is pretty low. So 30% for the most part, so it'll be a very pleasant day. Now, assuming that you drove up, which is very possible, you have three choices of where we're standing. To my left, about a foot, is the open garage door. It's a two-car garage, which we have adapted. If you go out to the right, about a foot, there's a gate, plastic gate with wrought iron supports, and that opens up into the backyard. If you turn 90 degrees to the right and walk straight ahead, you'll be going parallel to the driveway up onto our front deck. So since your company not wanting to go up into the back door, we'll take you up on the front deck to start with. And I'm walking there right now. At this point, as soon as I make this turn and start walking toward the front deck, there are trellises on the right with wisteria bushes and daphne bushes and honeysuckle and a few lilacs in there, here and there. And I suppose it'd be about 10 feet to get to the first step on the deck. The house, of course, is on our left at this point. There are three steps coming up onto the deck, which I've just managed to walk on. And then to our left is a sofa that someone gave us, which is very comfortable, has a cover over it, because this is all roofed over, as I started to say. As soon as you walk over to the deck here and get up on this deck, it's roofed over. So we're going to walk across the deck. It's probably about 20 feet wide. We may come back to this later. But then if you come to the other end, we've passed the front door now. We're at the opposite end of the deck, and five steps down is a sidewalk. You walk down that sidewalk and veer just a bit to the right. We have a small fish pond, I suppose about 6 feet in diameter, man-made, of course, and has a circulating pump in it that is not running at the moment, and about 14 different types of fish. There are two gliders down there, one hooded and one not hooded, and at this point, we've got more flowers and small bushes, and the driveway is about 10 feet beyond that, so just to give you some more review of that. Maybe we won't even bother getting over there because you really can't get much of a verbal indication of that at this point. You may have heard the heat pump kick on as well, which is off in that gate I told you about going into the backyard. So we're going to go back to the front door. Back to the front door? That didn't make sense. Anyway, we're back to the we're at the front door. And we have two doorbells here. Let me open up the inside door first of all. And I'm going to ring the doorbell. You didn't hear the second. We have a canine doorbell as well as a battery-powered doorbell. It takes three D cells, as I recall. Okay, now we're inside, as you can tell by the sound, and this should be the living room. We made it into a dining room. We have a dining room table in here. There's the canine doorbell. And if you turn left, there's a lamp on the wall, and next to that are two windows, and those two windows open up onto the deck that we just walked on, so that gives you some idea about that. This room is probably 15 feet square, something of that sort. You can hear there's a lot of echo in here. Standing at the dining room table right now, and if you go around the table, of course, we're walking past those windows I mentioned to you before, and there's a chair stuck out in the way, hanging plant that I almost got choked on, hanging from the ceiling. And if you continue on straight, you run into a bookcase, and also another lamp and a piano. And it's too bad, the piano, that's another story I should talk about sometime. It's a Story & Clark console and has a Marantz piano quarter attachment, if anybody's familiar with that. And if anybody wants me to talk more about that, I can do that on another podcast. And then we turn to the right now, there's another bookcase, another chair that people have stuck out on the way. See, we have some educating to do, don't we? All right, now we're moving on, and we've come to the other side of the dining room. Make a third right-hand turn, and you're going to be walking toward the kitchen. So we're still in the front side of the house, as I'll mention to you shortly. We're going to continue on into a small hallway. To the left is one of the two bedrooms. This is the one that my wife uses. She has her computer and bookcases and a recliner chair in there, just as I do in mine. And that's where the dog is right now. And then to the right of that is our bathroom. This is a full bath with a tub and a shower head on it. And then to the right of that one is the door to my office where I made the podcast the other day. And you can hear the heat pump quite clearly here because that's the first run off the heat pump. So we'll close that door again. You make a third right-hand turn, you get into the laundry room. And in the laundry room, of course, you would expect is the washer and dryer and all those things that normally laundry rooms have. But that's also where the heat pump is. It's just to the right of the laundry room. No, it isn't. I'm sorry. Got mixed up there. Heat pump is right here. This is the inside part of it. And it's about 7 feet tall. The main part is just a sheet metal covering with molding around it. Then the filter is above that, about 5 feet tall. It's about a 2-foot by 2-foot filter. And it's, of course, removable. And then to the right of that is the washer and dryer. And we're going to drill a little first of our imaginary holes here. If you drill an imaginary hole on the right-hand side, you'll be in the kitchen. If you drill an imaginary hole on the left-hand side, you'll be outside again, which you're going to be doing right now. I'm going to go out this door here. And now we're out back into the back part of the house. And you can probably hear that spring there. And the wind chimes. This is a sunroom. Again, it's roofed over. And it's probably 40 feet long and about 15 feet wide. And that spring runs all the time. And you think, isn't that nice to have a spring outside? That drives me crazy. Like the Chinese water torture, but to each his own. But seriously, another problem is that wasps come to drink water, and they're always wasps and yellow jackets and bees are on that spring, so you've got to be really careful. You can't just jump in there and have a good time. All right, so this left-hand side of the sunroom then goes all along the side of the house. If we turn left, which I just did, we're walking toward the heat pump to some degree, but right now there's a window here. And this window is my office window. I talked about that before. Next to that is a water softener, which we don't use. And then as you continue on, to the right is a room. It's my daughter's room. That's where she sleeps and has some of her things in there. Originally, it was a potting shed, and we converted it into a bedroom. And it has a storm door on it. Did you hear that? Okay, now we're at the end of the sunroom back where the heat pump is. And there's a storm door here too, which we can close to keep the wind out, even though it's not completely closed off. It does make a difference. Now we're going down a slight grade. And this is still all roofed over. We turn left and go on another slight grade, which I'm doing right now. Oops, I'm sorry. And that's, if you made that glade again there, we're going toward the heat pump, but that also goes toward the backyard. And eventually you can get back out into the backyard again and by that on the other side of that gate that I spoke of before. If you walk straight ahead, that's where the garage is. And there's a door into the garage. And I suspect we should probably get into the garage right now. I'm glad that thing stopped running. Make it a little easier. But anyway, we'll walk down to the garage now. Now we're still roofed over at this point. And this is going to be a very long-winded story, but the garage has a storm door on it, which I'll open. And then an inside, steel inside door, of course, for fire protection, which I'll open. And we're in the garage now. And we have a 1992 Ford Taurus that we just bought used back in October. That's sitting right here. And of course, directly in front of me is the door to the outside. If you go to the left side of the car, which I'm doing, going through boxes and garbage, all garages have. Just about opposite to that door that we came through is another door. And there's the storage pantry there, which of course just has fruit jars and things of that sort in it. We'll bother talking about that. If we go on toward the garage door, and then on the right-hand side is another storm door, which will open. And another steel door, which will open. And this is what we call the studio. It used to be a workshop when we bought the house, and we converted it into a studio. My wife is very artistic, and she does her own homemade greeting cards, and this is where she does that. And almost across from me, this is probably about 12 by 12, I suspect, something like that. And then across from me is another steel storm door combination to put you outside. And at this point, you're on the opposite side of the garage from where you started. So that's why it's such a small garage car-wise. But now, as I've said, we have a storm door and steel door coming in here if you came in from the other way. We'll go back out into the garage again through another storm and steel door. And you remember we came in through a storm and steel door. And the reason for that is that in the summertime, when it's 103 degrees outside, you get a nice breeze about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, having all those doors open, having the steel doors open and the storm doors screen involved so the bugs don't come in, the animals don't come in. You get this most wonderful breeze, like being in a wind tunnel. So that's why we have all these doors here, is so you can open up all those doors and get some fresh air and save the air conditioning, which is, of course, as you know, the other part of the heat pump. We're back to the door again to get back into the screened-in sunroom area. There's a freezer sitting right here, a full-size upright freezer. And facing the door to go back out, the main garage door to drive the car back out into the driveway. On the left side of the garage is all shelves, and that's mostly where my piano tuning supplies are sitting. And a few other odds and ends that, you know, old Coleman coolers and a bunch of other good stuff like that. So we'll go back in again, go through this steel door and the storm door, and back into the sunroom area here. And then we're going to turn right and go back up into the sunroom. There again, we're all covered over here. So we just came in from the garage on a rainy day with groceries. You put the groceries in the freezer, you put the groceries in the pantry, you walk through this covered up area into the sunroom. We're going to go past the laundry room door, and on the left is the spring that I told you about before. And also a little further on is a small gate, almost like a baby gate. You open that gate and walk out off the sunroom, and at that point you go up a set of stairs. It's all terraced landscaping behind the house here. And we have various types of plants growing. At the very top are grape arbors, grapevines that we can get to. And we're in the process of gardening the other areas as we go up. There are a few rose bushes and other things. And this all has an outside above ground irrigation system to water it. It's not timed. You have to do it by hand, but it's all up there. And what else was it? There are no rails up there, so I haven't done much experimenting up that way. But one of these days, we may put something up there. So we're going to continue on past that. And now we have a railing on the left to keep you from walking off the edge. And there's nothing really out there except plants. You can't get out there to do much of anything. But now on the right-hand side is a ramp, because the man that used to live here before had a wheelchair. And it rolls up into the kitchen. And that has sliding doors, another storm door with a screen door. So we'll go into the kitchen now. And we're right alongside the refrigerator. Now, if you were to continue on to the left, instead of coming into the kitchen, walking into the sunroom, another foot or two is where Clayton's water bowl is and his food dish and his food. And there's a door there, another storm door that takes you outside into the side yard alongside the garage on the opposite side of the garage from where the studio is. So that'll give you some idea about that. Okay, this is a U-shaped kitchen. The refrigerator is on the right, as I said. It's a very ornate refrigerator. It came with the house when we bought it. And it's supposed to look like the old-fashioned turn-of-the-century ice boxes. We'll make a right turn. This has the water dispenser and the ice dispenser, crushed ice or ice cubes, which we use all the time. And it's a U-shaped kitchen, as I've said. Plenty of counter space, plenty of cupboard space. And one cupboard in particular I wanted to talk to you about, because it is an unusual cupboard. They're all sawdust and glue cupboards, of course, as everything is nowadays, which is a shame. I'm using my GE recorder here, trying to keep from dropping it. But anyway, this cupboard has a door that you would expect to find in a cupboard. You open up the door, and you can put things in there, pots and pans, or whatever you want to put in it. But that particular door is hinged onto another door, So you can pull the door a second time and have two doors open. Now you've got a double wide space, if you will. So if you're putting in large items or put something clear in the back, you can open up that double door and get it back there with no problem. You've got about an 18-inch wide space when you open up both of those doors. In the center of this island, or the U-shape, I should say, is a skylight, and that is very, very handy. In fact, I'm standing underneath it right now, and the sun is just shining in here, but it's very, very pleasant. On the right side of the U is our dishwasher, and there's no table in here. We had a table here before, but we found it was too confining because it's a relatively small kitchen. It's probably only about 10 feet through that U-shape. There's also a small island that connects the kitchen to the main room. So we're going to go past the refrigerator. Now we're standing where that door was that I just came in, and I have my back to it. If we walk straight ahead, we're into that first room that I told you about where we came in. That's the living room. We're into that right now where I came in the front door a little while ago. So now we're in the doorway into this main room. We're going to make a left turn and walk straight ahead. And there's another door. That's to our bedroom. We'll go in here. And it's a king-size bed, very nice room. If you turn left, as soon as you walk in the door, there's Donna's clothes cupboard. We have a 1992 RCA 27-inch TV set sitting on a table here that was one we had for years and years. And then my cupboard is next to that with my clothes in it. You walk straight ahead and you're into the bathroom. And that's a huge bathroom, much bigger than it should be as far as I'm concerned. It's just much, much too large. But there's a walk-in shower in here. You can hear the difference in the sound as I'm in here. So we'll back out of that. You make a right, and that's on the left side of the bed where Clayton and I sleep. He sleeps on the floor. I sleep on the bed. And, of course, if you turn left and drill an imaginary hole in the wall, you'll be in the bathroom, probably into the shower, which is too bad. But directly in front of me is a window, and that window looks out onto the area where I told you has the steps going down into the pond, just to give you some reference point. And there's another window on Donna's side of the room, and that looks out onto the deck, on the very edge of the deck. So now we're back to the door where we came in. To the left of that door is a walk-in closet, and it has double doors in it. In other words, it's just a walk-in closet, but there's a his and hers door, if you want to put it that way. And they're probably 3 feet apart, and there's no division of any kind whatsoever, so we can kind of take turns as to how much we need as far as space is concerned. And a typical closet, and of course, again, with a reference point, if you went into that closet and drilled an imaginary hole, you'd be back into the dining room again, or the what we use as a dining room, which should be the living room. So now we'll go back out of here. And we're back into the main area again, as soon as I close the door. If you make a right turn, you're in the living room. And in the living room is an imitation roll-top desk, I suppose about 35, 40 years old. We have a Zenith widescreen TV here on the left of the desk. And there are two sofas. They're both recliner sofas. Each end reclines across from each other. And another array of plants and knickknacks and odds and ends like that. So that's the living room. So now we'll go out of there, and that just about gives you an overview of the house. It's very, very nice. It's a manufactured home, as I said before, quote unquote. They don't call them that anymore. They call them modular sometimes. But it's a Golden West, if anybody is familiar with that particular make of home. It's very, very pleasant. And again, just to go over that scenario with you, as far as driving in the garage with your groceries on a rainy day, you get out of the car, you can put things in the pantry. If you've got things to put in the studio, you can do that. And then if you continue on into the sunroom, it's all covered over. Come on into the kitchen, it'll put things in the cupboards there. It's all covered over. And even though the sunroom is not completely covered over on the side, there's no wind that comes from that side, so it's essentially dry. It's got a nice indoor-outdoor carpet on the floor, and it's a very pleasant place to sit outside and enjoy. Okay, now we're going back into the through the dining room again, what we call the dining room. We'll end up in the office while I shut this off, and we'll put it onto a hard drive of some sort and get it off to Larry. Okay, now we're in the office where we were the other day, and Clayton's sound asleep over here on his little rug this time to take him out, so I'll be doing that. And that's the tour. So hope that you enjoyed it. Hope you got something out of it. I tried to make it quick and yet not too quick. Hope that you didn't get confused by what I was telling you. This, by far, is the best home either one of us have ever lived in before. It's just all that you could ever imagine and more. The neighbors are great. The area is great. It's on the end of a dead-end street. There's no traffic to speak of at all. There's a gate that you can close at night so the deer don't get and eat all our garden supplies, which is good. That's what we want. Behind us, I told you about that terraced area. There's a hill behind us that's probably, I suppose, 500 feet high at the top, and there are new houses being built back there. And that in turn means they're going to have to work on the road here to make it more accessible, which they have done, but they haven't finished it. I'm not sure if they ran out of money or what they're doing, but they've got most of it's paved, and what isn't paved is gravel, but they've made the hill much less steep than it was before on the gravel area because the water was just coming down in torrents when it rained because, of course, the blacktop kept the water from soaking in, the houses kept the water from soaking in, so they had to do something, and they're in the process at the moment. So with that, I will leave you and say, oh, have a nice day. Looking forward to hearing others' contributions to the podcast, and again, thank Larry so much for the opportunity to give us this space that we're using, and I hope that I haven't been pushing on my beeper there to put a tone in the tape. I didn't mean to, but I probably was doing it, didn't even realize it. So if that's there, I may be able to run through a filter and take it out before I send this off. Until next time then, this is Dick Wamser thanking you for listening, and again, my email address, should you need that, is snap, snapp@computerconnect.net. So long.